Good morning, folks. I am coming to you now from my parents' farm, which I have dubbed Oriole Acres, because as of this summer, we had a ton of Orioles here. They actually decided to stay, as opposed to just flying by, which they used to do. Anyhow, this morning is absolutely incredibly gorgeous, thank God, because my mom is hosting an outdoor bridal shower. Hi, horsey! Hi, darling! So yeah, she's doing that this afternoon, and we were afraid the weather was going to play up on us, because yesterday was miserable. But no, all would appear to be well, thank goodness. All would also appear to be well with my computer, at least for the moment. My hard drive stopped making that dreadful noise not that long after I posted my boo about it, on Friday night. Now, it still may give up the ghost at some point soon, which means I need to create some recovery media, and, I don't think my Toshiba recovery media creator is accessible. And unfortunately, my parents are rather inept when it comes to computers. so I don't know if they can help me with that or not. But we shall see. If not, I think I know someone that can, which is good. But yeah, the computer got here just fine, and it booted up fine, and it's not making any worrisome noises, which is a good thing. And then something equally awesome happened last night. One of the first things my mother said to me, and I couldn't believe this, it was like a bloody miracle, she said, "Do you think you've lost some weight?" And I said, I said, "Does it look like I have?" And she said, "Yeah, it does look like you've lost a bit of weight." So, wow. It's funny, my friend Kim said yesterday that if my mom ceases to nag me about my weight, she won't have anything else to bitch about. She'll have to find something else. I thought that was hilarious. Oh, boy. So yeah, I had a nice evening last night. Was still feeling vaguely off-center because of the stupid sinus headache that I got on Friday and that persisted right up until late last night, but, in spite of that, it was a good day. Hi, horse! Hello, Regal! Hello, girl! My father's poor horse is not feeling well. She has a cold. In fact, I think I caught her sneezing in a little soundscapey thing that I recorded, which I may post later on. And she's supposed to race on Wednesday, so I don't know if she'll be feeling up to that or not. Oh gosh, sorry folks, you're probably getting all kinds of wind noise. How the heck can I shelter this? Okay, try that. I do apologize. I know how annoying that can be, and the stupid mic doesn't have, well, it's not a stupid mic, actually. It's a pretty good little mic for what it is. My windscreens are gone. Okay, what was I saying? I got sidetracked when I heard the horse. Yeah, it was a good evening. My dad made these really good Angus beef burgers. I'm not usually a burger person, to be honest, but these were excellent. And then he also had a ginger bok choy salad, which was really tasty, very spicy dressing on it. I got up really early this morning and helped my mom with some of the cleaning that she needed to get done before this party this afternoon. And I noticed while I was dusting that there was a new item on one of the dressers. Now, this is why I find this funny. Apparently, when I was a kid, now I have no recollection of this myself, but apparently, when I was a little girl, I used to ask people, "What have you got on your dresser?" I have no idea why. Hi, Regal! Hi, buddy! Hey, Regal! Whimmy for me. Nay! Rico! Nay! Nay! Nope, she won't do it. Hey, horsey! I tried. Sometimes she will. She actually whinnies more than my dad's other horse. Oh, bloody Nora, what was I saying? I tell ya, I get thinking about horses and I totally lose my train of thought. Oh, yes! Sorry, folks. Yes, so this incident of the dresser. So yeah, my parents always joke around now and say that the only reason I ever do any dusting at their house is because I want to check out what's on their dresser. So this morning I was doing the dusting, and what did I find on the dresser in the spare room but the castle clock that I'd asked my dad to if he could possibly pick up for me from the thrift shop that we had gone to last time I was here. So, that was very exciting. I will have to thank him for that when he comes back from the training center where his other horse is stabled. Oh, so that was a really nice treat this morning. Although what was not a nice treat when I was dusting is that he left 2 pairs of his glasses on the floor in the basement. And he's lucky they didn't get broken, because they could very easily have done if I had stepped on them hard enough. Anyhow, guys, I am not sure how much time I've taken up here, because I don't have a timepiece with me at the moment. So I shall end this for now and update you all later. Have a wonderful day. Take care, folks, of yourselves and one another. Bye.